By the look of things, rain that's falling on one side of town is getting blown all the way to the other side before it hits the ground or drops into one of the 10 new rain gauges installed by the Sitka Sound Science Center. Between the Science Center's instruments, which are part of a landslide warning project under development by the RAND Corporation, and instruments operated by the U.S. Geological Survey, the National Weather Service, and the state, there are 16 weather stations collecting data around Sitka and a stream gauge on the Indian River. But what does all this information communicate?
We're making good progress. Like, data is already available, and now all we got to do is just get it in one place.
Cora Siebert is the geoscience coordinator at the Sitka Sound Science Center. When a storm like this one blows through, Siebert is almost certainly at her computer, well, as long as the power is on, along with the geoscience team at RAND studying the data. And although this is all still very experimental, the news is not bad.
The rainfall intensities for this storm are forecasted to be much lower than the rainfall intensities that have caused big landslide events in the past.
Let's hope that proves to be the case. The rainfall intensities Siebert sees are recorded on a website called MesoWest. It's got the 24-hour totals for rain, along with rainfall over the last 1 hour, 3 hours, and 6 hours, at a variety of locations. So far, the rain gauge out by the ferry terminal is winning, with just over 5 inches of rain reported in the last 24 hours. The golf course is a very close second, and other areas around town show totals in the 3 to 4 inches range. The winds are strong in this storm as well. A gust of 65 miles per hour was recorded at the Alaska Marine Line's barge dock. A gust of 64 miles per hour hit the airport, and a 63-mile-per-hour gust slammed into Sitka's harbor. This is some pretty rough weather, but the data shows that it's actually a bit more intense at sea level than higher up. The Science Center's instrument located mid-slope on Harbor Mountain recorded just over 2.5 inches of rain in the last 24 hours, half as much as the golf course. This is a bit counterintuitive. We tend to think about the weather being worse at higher elevations. Siebert says that she'll double-check the temperature to make sure that freezing conditions aren't throwing off the rain measurement.
It looks like it's not freezing. It's actually looking pretty warm. Like, Harbor Mountain is looking like it's 44 degrees up there.
While the relatively smaller amount of rainfall on the mountains of Sitka may not be predictive of landslides, the warmer temperatures could be a problem. There's over a meter of snow on the ridges above town. When it melts, it enters the water table just like rain. The U.S. Geological Survey has an instrument at the top of Harbor Mountain that, among other things, measures pore pressure. As much as she has her eye on rain and wind, Siebert has her eye on this measurement, which is akin to soil moisture, but relevant to landslides.
Pore pressure goes up when water gets into soils and like fills in all of the space between each grain, and then there's so much water in there that it's pushing the grains apart. Right? The pressure is so high, it's pushing the grains apart. And then if the pore pressure gets high enough, then the slope fails. You know, there's nothing to hold it up anymore. It just like slops down into this mess. And so these big spikes in pore pressure are what we would be more concerned about.
At this stage, mid-storm, the data collection is in full swing. However, no one's drawing any conclusions about anything. That's still to come in this multi-year project.
All of this data is data that we're working towards, like incorporating into a dashboard. And this dashboard would be just like one website that you go to that shows you like how much risk there might be. You know, so it could look like, you know, how they do like fire warnings down south, and it's like Smokey the Bear and it's like green, yellow, or red or whatever. It could be something like that.
And while Sitka is likely below that threshold for the time being, there are all the other joys of autumn in Southeast: the falling limbs, the flooding bilges, and the tumbling trash cans. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.